Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I would poll people on social media. I'd say, will the Mets make the playoffs? Right? And that poll remained very steady, even as they played well. 60% no, 65% no, kind of in that range. And it never flipped. That arrow never flipped until really they made the playoffs. I mean, it was actually, no. It was the final homestand that they played. I mean,
they were a couple of games away in a basically a play-in tournament
right.
from not making the playoffs.
No, they were very close because they struggled on the road. But I think when Lindor got hurt and they won those games at home,
yeah.
especially the Philly series, like that was the only time the pendulum ever got to, hey, I think they're going to make the playoffs. And then obviously they did. But for the most part, you watched it fluctuate, but it was always, no, they're not making the playoffs. But the fluctuation was, no way, no how, 75%. Then it would get to 70%. Then it would be in the 60s. It slowly, slowly moved. And then obviously the Mets, OMG, and you'll get to hear Candelita and Jose Iglesias at Boomer and Geo Live, which is very cool, coming up in a few weeks. Buy tickets now. They finally made it.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought to myself, especially after last night, where if you're a Jet fan, you're watching last night's football game, and you obviously have a rooting interest, if it's not just fantasy or gambling, you want the Ravens to win just because you look at the kind of landscape of the AFC and you know that that would benefit the Jets. Great game. We'll get into it in a few minutes. Bengals lose and it gets you a little bit closer to the dream. A little bit closer to the dream. Then you look around the AFC and you're like, well, you know, the Colts kind of suck.
Mm-hmm.
The Broncos kind of suck. You look at their schedules and you can see how the Jets can make it. The problem is the Jets have to win games. Now, as a Jet fan, do I believe the Jets are going to go out and win 6 out of their last 8 games or 7 out of their last 8 games? Probably not. So my science experiment was, right now at 3-6, will the Jets make the playoffs? Let me put the poll up and just see how negative it truly is. So I gave 3 options, Tiki. Yes, they're going to make the playoffs. Not even close. And they'll tease us, but fall short.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I admit, I am probably in the they're going to tease us, but fall short
which
category.
I think is probably most people.
Is that where you're at?
That's
where are you at?
Well, I look at the playoff picture right now, and Cincinnati just lost, as you just mentioned. And Indy's interesting.
But like, you know Indy better than anybody.
Exactly,
you broadcast them every week.
This will be my 4th game of them this year, and then I have them next week as well.
Right.
So I'll call 6 of their 17 games this year. But if like they're good, but they're not.
Right.
Type of thing. Which is kind of exactly where the Jets are. Like they're good, but they're not. Because, I mean, they're good, but their record tells you you're not. They're not.
I would say they're not good, but they are. I do it the opposite way.
Yeah.
Like, I guess not good.
Either way, you're parsing words either way. Yeah. Either way, one way or another. It could flip depending on the weekend and how they play. But so I look at the teams that they're competing with, and the Chargers have a great defense. The Denver Broncos also have a great defense. And sometimes defense will sneak you in.
Mm.
And so I think the advantage, and while the Jets, in theory, have a great defense, is it really? So I
haven't played that way.
Yeah, so I almost feel like I'm more trending towards no, as opposed to they'll tease us.
The only reason...
Simply because of where the other teams are.
But you know what? It's funny. The reason I think they're going to tease us is, let's take the Chargers as a great example. So their schedule after they play Tennessee is they play the Bengals, the Ravens, Atlanta, Kansas City. Like, that's a tough schedule. So I almost think the tease is going to come from the fact that the bottom of the AFC is so crappy that they're always going to be within striking distance. But here are your results. The first time we do this, which is at 3-6 on a Friday going into a game against the Arizona Cardinals, 12% say they will make the playoffs.
12%!
Wow. They need some positive, Tom.
Yeah, they do.
Weed is legal.
44% say it won't be close, and 44% say tease but fall short. So the real split is between if they're going to tease us or not. But add it together, because that's all that matters, 88% of people believe the New York Jets will miss the playoffs,
mm-hmm.
which I understand why that would be the majority, but that's how low, that's how incredibly low we are as Jet fans.
But you're also 3-6.
No, I get it. But we're also in the bottom of the AFC that sucks. Indianapolis flawed, Denver flawed. We talked about the Chargers schedule. Like, they are no longer in a position where they have to run the table. Like, I don't think they have to run the table. I think they've got to win 7 of 8, maybe 6 of 8. That would probably get them in. But the point is, we still don't believe in them yet. They need to do a little bit more to kind of earn our belief.
Yeah.
And one of those things is getting a vintage offensive performance against the Cardinals on Sunday.
I mean, to be honest with you, or just winning. Like, I think a win will suffice for now. If you're the Jet.
Well, yes, a win will suffice.
It's just... Stay alive. Stay alive.
9-6, you duck out of there.
Right, exactly. Stay alive until we get really good.
What?
Until we can take those next steps. Until Aaron Rodgers feels more like healthy, vintage Aaron Rodgers. Like, until that happens, just win.
No, I agree, just win. But in order to kind of gain the confidence that they can actually pull this off, that confidence won't be gained with just a win.
No, you're right.
It would need win plus. Now, I'm with you. Just get a win. Like, all I want to do at 7:30 at night when it's pitch black outside Sunday night is, like, say, hey, we want a football game. This feels really good. Because do you know how many Sundays I've had to say, yay, my football?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Football team won a game?
Not many.
Once this entire season. Because the other 2 wins came on Thursday nights.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
In which I'm just so pissed tired, it's like, I'm just going to go to sleep, and I'm happy we won. They've only had 1 Sunday victory, and that Sunday victory was the one against the Titans, in which it almost felt like you robbed the bank getting that victory.
It's true.
I just want a W, but in order for that number to change, for it not to be 88%, they won't make the playoffs, they not only need to win, they need to show us how this team can be special over the next 8 weeks.
If the Jets win on Sunday, in my prediction here, that poll, yes, will go to 50%.
No way.
Because the tees but fall short are your swing states. Those are people that they don't want to commit to any side here yet. And think about it. You brought up the Mets. A lot of Met fans didn't believe the team would make the playoffs. That's different with the Jet fan. They thought this team would make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So they just need that little crack in the door. And once it's open, they're going to come storming through.
It won't get to 50, though. Like,
it's 50%.
If they win, I think it jumps a little bit.
I think they have to win, too. I think they have to beat Arizona, beat the Colts at home, and then into the bye week. They're a game under 500.
I agree. I think if you win the next 2 games and you're sitting there at 4-6, especially with that bye week.
5-6.
Where you sit there and you get fat and you watch everybody else and mm-hmm. you point out how everybody else stinks. Your confidence level moves up just a tad.
Yep.
So that's where I think people will start to believe. But I think the main reason, and it's part of the reason why I'm there, in that swing state category that you described, Loogie, of they'll tease you but fall short, is because that's who the Jets are. That's what the Jets do to us. Like, if you're a Jet fan, if you're a veteran of Jet fan-ness, you know that they don't like to just make you lose. They like to stick it down you know what. They like to make it painful. and in a year in which they better make the playoffs. I mean, that is the expectation. The expectation is they better make the playoffs, not they should make the playoffs or I'd like to make the playoffs. They better make the playoffs.
Yeah.
The futures of everybody ride on this. In a year in which they better make the playoffs, getting hot and going on a cute run would not be enough. Like, they need to make the postseason. And you're right, it's very different than the Mets because the Mets had that little engine that could feel to them.
Yeah,
this is not a little engine that could. This is a, you better find a way to make this work.
Yeah, it always goes back to the expectation. Like, when you think about who wins coaches of the year are mostly, I'm not saying this is always the case, but it's mostly the coach that far exceeds the preseason expectation.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's why Brian Daboll won Coach of the Year in 2022, because nobody thought the Giants were winning 9 games. People thought they were winning 3 to 5, maybe. And he won 9 and won a playoff game. So he was the Coach of the Year. It's completely opposite for the New York Jets. The expectation is if you don't make the playoffs, then everybody's fired.
Like, right.
Think about that. I mean, it's a different kind of pressure. Actually, there's no pressure when you're not expected and you actually start to play well and you end up making the playoffs. There's no pressure. Like, it's why you can play free. You can, all right, who cares? Whereas if you're a team that has all of this expectation like the Jets did and kind of still do despite being 3-6.
They still do.
Right? It's just, it's hard. Like, every play means something.
Oh, no.
Every game means something as towards the evaluation of who you are. And so, like, this is where, I mean, they need Aaron Rodgers to not just be a great player, but he also has to be a great leader.
Yeah.
Like, we need him to channel that Aaron Rodgers that was the relaxed Aaron Rodgers. Remember him out in Green Bay?
Yeah.
That's who they need.
Well, they need the Aaron Rodgers at times in big moments to say, get on my back. I will make the play that will win us the football game. That didn't happen against the New England Patriots. That didn't happen against the Buffalo Bills. That didn't happen against the Minnesota Vikings.
Nope.
That didn't happen against the Denver Broncos. It didn't happen. Like, the Jets have been very close to winning a lot of these games, but you could pin it down sometimes to a play here and there on why they didn't, and I need this quarterback to not be the reason they don't. And that's why when you look at this game, and really the rest of these games, they need him to be that guy. They need him to be the guy that you expected when you bring in a Hall of Fame quarterback. Like, that's what they need. And usually, when you get an aging veteran, they'll give you flashes.
Yes.
They give you the flashes. The only flashes, like I said, we've gotten from Aaron Rodgers is on a drive here and there.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't happened over a complete game. They need that over a complete game, and then the belief will start to go up. But do not think for a second that being 3-6 or before that 2-6 changed the expectations we have as Jet fans. It is still a playoff or bust season.
No doubt.
That doesn't change.
No doubt.
Just because they got off to a dreadful start.
No doubt.
People will lose their jobs if they don't make the postseason. Season tickets will be canceled if they don't make the postseason.
You're not canceling your
season. I'm not talking about myself. Talking in general. By the way, they don't even let you do that because you've got to re-up on your season tickets next week, which is ridiculous, by the way.
So you know that? So you re-upped already?
I haven't done anything. Why should I let them know? I'm going to take my damn time.
Oh, are we leaning one and done here, Ev?
You want to have a private conversation? Between us, all three of us, like no one.
We're not on SMY yet. Two blinks for done.
I'm going to re-up.
Oh.
But I want them to sweat. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't want to say yes right away. I don't want them to think I'm easy. So I want to let it kind of let it marinate. And then right at midnight before that season ticket deadline, I'll give them my credit card. You know what I mean?
I like it.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.